The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Now, we've got Mason in as well, but Mason doesn't want to talk. Do you, Mason? Or does he? He wants to talk a bit. I knew he would. Can you just hop out of that chair? It's lovely to speak to you, Riley.
Yep.
Hopefully one day you'll be on the 4Ps at some point.
Yep.
But I'm looking out for that film. July the 2nd, you say it comes out.
Yes.
Is it pretty much the same cast?
No, it's new cast.
A brand new cast.
Scarlett Johansson is in the main character of the movie.
Okay, you know your stuff, don't you? See, you could come in at some point and do a film review on that particular film, couldn't you?
I could see.
Yes, you'd be pushing everybody else out the way to do it. All right, if you could just hop out of that chair, we're going to get to. But thank you, Riley. We're going to get Mason in, who's a football fan, but he doesn't have a football team. But he is. We got to watch him because he does a bit of karate.
Yeah.
Now, just tell us what belt you've got.
I'm brown belt with white stripe. No, two stripes.
Two stripes. So you've got all the other belts. There's a white, orange, and
red. We don't have a blue one in karate. I don't know why though.
Right, because that would look nice, wouldn't it? A blue one, nice blue
Instead
one.
Instead of a blue one, we have a green belt with a blue stripe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are going for your black belt at some point?
Yeah.
All right.
In a year or so.
I know my son had a black belt by the time he was 13. And now he's in the army. It's a really good sport to get into, because that's what it is. Yeah. And it gives you such confidence, doesn't it? And so many people think you're going to go and batter people and beat them up, but it's not. It's a confidence
a discipline
thing.
As well.
Yeah, discipline, absolutely. Yeah. When did you first start?
I think I started when I was 9.
When you were 9?
Yeah, 9.
Okay, and you go every week? And you keep fit.
Yeah.
And how long do you reckon it'll be then before you... How many more things you got to do to get to the black then? You got one more thing on your brown?
I got one more brown. Well, no. I've done all the brown, so I got one more... I've got black belt next, so... When you're brown belt, it takes every 9 months to grade. A grade is where, you do moves.
Is it a kata?
Yeah, kata is... Yeah. And a set of moves. A kata is a set of moves against an imaginary opponent.
Yeah.
And you also do different things depending on what belt you are. And mine would take a year to grade because we got a mock grading. So basically you do the grading to see if you're good and then you actually do the real grading.
So it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of time put in and you go, say, once a week?
I go twice a week.
You go twice a week?
Tuesday and I go on a Saturday, yeah.
Okay, and how many, I'm guessing the session lasts, what, hour, 2 hours?
The first one takes six to nine, I think, so I think like 2-something hours, yeah.
So when you're away from karate, what do you do to relax? What are your other hobbies?
My other hobbies, I go to youth club on, is today actually I go to youth club.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that network ride, it's in the church in the main town. And it's like an hour session hanging around with people and stuff, it's really good.
I've got to ask you this.
Yeah.
You walked in with another pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Why are you carrying around a spare pair of shoes?
Well, I thought I could miss out one of my lessons and I didn't know it was going to be PE I missed out.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, and basically, it takes a very long time untying the shoelaces.
Right.
So I just taken them off to put my PE ones on.
Are you bearing in mind you're quite sport orientated? Are you are you disappointed that you missed
a little
out
bit,
sport?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you're there under suffering. What sort of things do you do in PE?
We do rugby, football, basketball. We just do all sorts of things because in different half terms. Depending what Mark picks, Mark is our PE teacher, and there's another one, Debs and Ella, and they run the PE thing.
Yeah.
And right now we're doing rugby, and then on another day we do cricket as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it is a cricket season, isn't it?
Yeah.
So on a day like today, when it's chucking it down with rain, do they make you go outside and play rugby or whatever, or is it indoors?
It's still outside.
Outside. So you're going to get wet in a minute. It's going to kick you out. You're going to get wet.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind getting wet, to be fair.
All right. Okay.
Rain or a sunny day, I don't mind. As long as I'm outside.
As long as you love being outside.
Yeah.
All right. But it's a shame they don't do karate outside. Move that. What do they call that? It's a dojo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, move the dojo outside.
Yeah.
In the rain.
I also like running as well. We did running yesterday. It was like a sports thing.
How well did you do?
I did really well.
Go on. How well did you do?
My toughest I ever did was we did a 3-lap cross country.
Yeah.
And basically, Ella, I did 3. It was just around the whole school, pretty much. No, well, not indoors, but most of the field and up near Dragon. I did 3, but my PE teacher missed counted, so I did 4. I ended up doing 4. Instead of 3, because my PE teacher, Ella, miscounted.
Right.
And I was really knackered afterwards.
All right, you weren't like karate chopping people on the way around, because it get rid of the people that might have been in front just a little bit. Enjoyable though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine I run past someone and just kick them in the leg and just chip over.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Look, thanks for coming in, Mason. And you didn't want to talk, but now we can't shut you up now, can we?